It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Now we want to welcome in the captain, as I promoted, of the Houston Dash. Kalea Ohai joins us now. Compliments of BBVA Compass. We really appreciate spending some time with us and joining us on the phone. Hope everything's going well for you today. How's everything?
Good. It's going really good. I'm excited to be with you guys today. So thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? The first question I want to ask you is how you feel the whole situation in Houston. I have heard nothing but great things from all my friends and all of the friends that of mine that have daughters about how fan friendly the environment is at Dash Games and over at BBVA Compass. And I just want to talk to you from the perspective of not only as a world-class athlete and a player, but the support of Houston and what it means for you to be able to help the young kids of Houston have some heroes and these young girls as they're following their dreams of playing soccer.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love Houston. I've been coming to Houston for the past, 8 years because my sister and my brother-in-law live here. So I love the city, and I mean, it's great. We have such great fans and great support, and it's really cool because growing up, I didn't always have a professional league to look up to. I've always played soccer, and there hasn't always been a league. So it's really cool, like you said, to be a role model for these young girls, and I think it's really important, and we love seeing them at the games, and it's a great environment.
Kalea, tell us a little bit now. Growing up, and I saw this video on you the other day where they were talking about you had issues, you had an eye problem, and you still have those, but you're working through them. For the folks that don't know, tell us a little bit about that and what that was like trying to play soccer and compete with that issue.
Yeah, so when I was young, I had an astigmatism in my right eye, and basically I had to wear a patch for a year, and they were trying to fix it, and they couldn't fix it completely, and so I'm legally blind in my right eye, and it's hard because a contact or surgery, nothing will really help it, and it's difficult. I mean, obviously, it's harder for me to see. I wear one contact just in my left eye to make that as good as I can, but I mean, it's difficult and it's hard, but I've never really focused on it, and I've always just known that. I haven't known anything else, and so it does create problems at times, but it's just something that I don't really focus on, and I've just worked through.
I was gonna say, are there times on the field where you're in a position where you've noticed it, like if you're maybe on the left side of the play or something like that, where you can see a difference?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is just depth perception. So like if a ball is coming at me in the air or even like shooting, it's hard. My depth perception is so off. Even when I'm like driving, it's sometimes hard to tell how far I am, it's just, that's the biggest thing. And I definitely think sometimes I think that it almost helps me because I have to focus so much more on when the ball is coming or my shot. So you could see it both ways, but yeah, definitely depth perception is the biggest challenge for me.
Well, talk about then, because of the fact that it seems like it should be a huge challenge, because like you said, I mean, you're scoring goals. You club record, 11 goals. In a 9-game stretch, you had 7. And yet you're telling us that this is a problem that you have to deal with. How do you overcome that? Because, I mean, the numbers and the statistics say, and of course, on top of all that, you're the team captain and you're a leader, but you're scoring goals and you're doing everything your team asks you to do, and you're telling us that that's such a challenge. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just whatever you choose to focus on is what is going to come to life and what you create. And I've just never focused on that. My parents have always told me, I mean, don't feel sorry for yourself. Just keep going. So that's my biggest piece of advice for young athletes or young girls who want to play soccer professionally is just it's up to you what you want to focus on and what you want to do with your life. And that's my biggest, that's what I've tried to do is just not focus on my eye and just focus on what I can do. And that's how I've gotten to where I am.
Well, and talk about how you've gotten to where you are, because everybody knows that you're the captain of the Dash, but let's talk about the U.S. national team, because not only is it an incredible honor to represent your country and do what you do, but the fact that you made your debut in 2016 and 48 seconds after you got on the field, you set the record for the fastest goal in U.S. women's national team history, and there are, that's a pretty prolific list of players that have come before you. It's not only an honor to play for the Dash, but talk about just playing for the national team and, again, becoming that role model for young women to say, hey, that's what I want to do, and there's an avenue for me to get to higher levels.
Yeah, that was a huge honor for me. My entire career, I've wanted to get called into the national team, and it's been tough for me because I'm usually, I mean, a lot of my friends have been called in at a younger age, and so I had to wait a long time, and that was, it was difficult for me at times to keep going because that's my biggest goal and my dream. And so when I ended up getting called into camp and getting to play in that game and scoring that goal, it just meant so much to me. It was, I mean, I've dreamed of that moment so many times, so when it came through, it was just, I can't even describe how special that was to me, and I want to continue getting called into camps and represent the U.S., and that's just a huge honor for me. So, yeah, I definitely think that's one of the biggest moments of my career.
Kalia Ohai joins us on the HRMP hotline. Kalia, you guys are, you got a match tomorrow against the Seattle Reign. You're 0-8-0. Against the Seattle Reign. What's going on there?
Yeah.
What's happening with
them? They're a great team and they match up really well against us. They have great players. Some of the best players in the world, in my opinion, are on that team. And so it's been difficult. We haven't matched up well. We haven't played well against them. And I think tomorrow will be a huge test because it's going to be extremely hot and they're not used to that. We train in it every single day. I think it's going to be 94 degrees or something. So, we're excited and we're ready and it's hard once you get into kind of a routine with a team and you can't break out of it. So we're really looking forward to this challenge of trying to get our first win against them and just playing better than we've played in the past. And we're really excited.
Well, we are too. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And again, we want to encourage everybody to get out to BBVA Compass, not only tomorrow, but every single time from here throughout the summer when the Dash are at home. Kalia Ohai, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Good luck with the rest of the season. Feel free to join us at any time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Kalia Ohai.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.